प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। अमृत वेला द मोर यू रिमेंबर बाबा सो बाबा रिमेंबर्स यू ऑल अ मिलियन टाइम्स मोर ईच डे। बाबा हैज टू गो ऑन टूर एंड ही गिव्स यू द रिटर्न ऑफ योर रिमेंबरेंस। इवन इफ चिल्ड्रन आर स्लीपिंग बाबा स्टिल कैरीज आउट his task of looking after all the children. Whether they catch Baba's help or not depends on the effort of the children. So at that time check and you will be able to have much experience and you will receive nourishment for the whole day. So Baba is saying, at Amrit Vela, the more you remember the Father, in return, He remembers you a million times more. Baba goes on a tour and He sees that even if children are sleeping, He still carries out His task. But that depends whether you receive Baba's help or not. That depends on your effort. So, at that time check and you will be able to have much experience and you will receive nourishment for the whole day. When we remember Him, Baba says, I remember you in return. If we forge a particular relationship with Him, and we try to remember Him with that relationship, in return, He will remember us with the same relationship. If we think of Him as a guide, then He Himself will become guide and He will be bound to give you guidance. So, remembrance begets remembrance. The more we remember Him, the more He remembers us. His remembrance is the result of our remembrance. And whatever we want to get from it, Him, the same we will get. So Baba says, you remember me and I give you, I remember you a million times more. One of the best relationships with Baba is that of a friend. He is my friend. He is my companion. He is my partner. I share with Him everything. He is, you can make Him your everything, like He is my churning partner. When you don't understand how to churn a topic, when you don't understand how to churn a particular situation, or situation which should be turned into a topic, and churn it as if you are the third person. you are not the one who is involved in the situation, but as if you are the third person, and make Baba your churning partner. This is a very good relationship with him. The Gyan which he has given, how will you understand? One is to sit with somebody or listen to some class, some lecture and try to understand something, or try to understand it with your own intellect. But here, one of the methods is, you make him only your churning partner. Ask him to sit with you and churn it. It could be anything, any life situation also. He is the visualization partner. You sit with him and create a positive imagery, positive visualization. Anything it could be. He is the brainstorming partner. When you have to brainstorm some topic, some material of Gyan, which is abstruse, difficult to understand, you can make God your visualization partner, your brainstorming partner. Sit with him and try to understand, what is this? What is going on? What are the different, how this can be viewed from different perspectives? Because every situation that is coming in front of us has a hidden secret in it. Though we may not understand at that moment, but the secret would be revealed after some time. But then, only to those who try to fathom it, to understand it from a different perspective. So widen the perspective. And for widening the perspective, you need a higher opinion, a higher thought, which is beyond your thought. So, God is the ocean of knowledge. You involve him in your journey, in your visualization, in your brainstorming. You invite him and he will participate in each one of your journey, each one of your conversation, each one of your talks with him. So, this is one of the best relationships with Baba, that he is not someone who is sitting up there in Paramdham as a point of light. But here he is in Sakar form. Here is him. Here is he as a living presence. I move with him. I walk with him. He is the support. He is the main protection in today's Avyakta Murli. Baba said he is the Sahara. He is the support. And when you are with him, when he is with you, no matter, even if the whole world is against you, Akshayoni Sena, still, nobody can defeat you. He is the supreme, he is the highest. None is above him in knowledge. So make him your churning partner. Sit with him. And tell him that this is the situation or the topic, or this is the point of knowledge I am not understanding. Let's churn it together. One is that one person is trying to understand, another situation is two persons are trying to understand. So when there are two, you can see it from different viewpoints. Also visualization and brainstorming. So he is our friend. He is our companion. I don't move alone. He is always with me. He is my partner. Classroom partner. Room partner. Walking partner. Eating partner. Life partner. Sleeping. Everything. He is with me in all walks of life. I feel His presence everywhere. He is the living presence. In today's Murli, this is a very powerful statement. In the world, God serves, human beings serve God. Here, God serves us. There, in temples, there is a ring. And they ring it. When the deities wake up, when the deities go to sleep, when the deities go need food. Here also, in Madhuban, you are Chaitanya Thakur, living lords. God serves you here. And your service starts from 4 a.m. Bhog. So He offers you Bhog. He serves you all the time. There it is ring, here records. So you wake up to a record. You eat to a record. So here are records. Living lords. Here everything you receive complete rest in Madhuban. Rest of mind, rest of body, rest in the wealth. You don't have to go and earn. And Baba said you get everything on the platter, food. You don't have to go and cook in Madhuban. So Madhuban is the land of comfort. Madhuban is the land of rest. Aramgar. And Baba said this is head office, that is your office. This is the home away from home. So God serves you. You are the living lords here. These are the points of intoxication. All the time, how much I feel His company, His presence. Baba said, Nashto Moha is the step, CD of Nishchaya Buddhi, faith in the intellect. Automatically, you develop detachment from the world, from the worldly soul. And the more you remain detached from the world and the worldly soul, the more you feel His presence, the more attachment you feel for the Father. He is with me. His living presence is with me. I feel Him. I talk with Him. I see Him. He is in front of me. I walk with Him. His hand is in my hand. So He is the partner. He is the friend. He is the living presence. He is the companion. He is the closest pal, bosom friend. The more I remember Him, in return I get the remembrance. Remembrance begets remembrance. My remembrance, His remembrance is in proportion to my remembrance or even more. So remembrance is, as Baba says, usually it's a difficult thing. But then when the relationship is established, remembrance becomes easy. He is my life partner. He is the beloved. He is, as Baba says, He is the beloved. Then He is the groom, bridegroom, and He is the husband. This is before marriage, this is during marriage, and this is after marriage. So He is the beloved. For Brahmins, every day is the Valentine Day. Every day is the day of celebration. Every day is the day of festival. Every day is the day of joy, of enjoyment, of merriment. So every day is festivity. Every day is the day of enjoyment, enthusiasm, dancing, singing, rejoicing, Because, beloved, the Supreme Beloved is with me, or He has come. This is one. Second, He is the Bridegroom. We are the brides, and the Bridegroom has come on His horse. Much awaited Bridegroom. So He has come. We waited for Him for a very long time. In the captivity of Ravan. Now He has come and He has brought gifts. And then He is the life partner. He is my life partner. The most faithful husband. In English, there is one word, soulmate. Soulmate means somebody who is very much similar to me. His nature, everything. Two persons may be together for the whole life, but they can, not necessarily they are soulmates. Soulmates is something else. Two persons with, they might be staying in two different corners of the world, but yet they are connected with feelings, with emotions, with love. That is known as soulmate. There is yet another term, even higher than that. What is that? Twin flame. Twin flame. Twin flame means they are so connected with each other, so much connected with each other, that I get a thought and that person gets the same thought there. It is shown in those Laila and Majnu when they are small children, that Majnu is beaten, that Laila is beaten by the teacher, school teacher, but there are marks on the hand of Majnu. They are twin flames. So, they are so intimately connected with each other. Not in body, but in mind, in emotions. Their souls are interconnected. It's very difficult for science to explain this. But this is a scientific term. It's known as twin flame. Twin flames are two bodies, one soul. As if there is only one soul in two bodies. They are so intimately connected with each other. Can we make Baba our twin flame? His thought, my thought. My thought. His nature, my nature. His words, my words. His actions, my actions. His behavior, my behavior. His drishti, my drishti. His vritti, my vritti. His perspective, my perspective. His feelings, his emotions, his awareness, his dreams, his everything becomes mine, his sanskars. There's such intimacy that we become twin flames. So intimately, so much connected, intensely connected with each other. That I do not think anything which is outside of his thinking. Two hearts have become one. Two minds have become one. Two intellects have become one. Two emotions have become one. Two souls have become one. This is known as merging, uniting. And this happens at the level of spirit. At the level of soul, where there is a zero body consciousness. Actually, Brahmins are not body conscious. But they are neither soul conscious. They are not body conscious. But that doesn't mean that they are soul conscious. Then what are they? They are karma conscious. They are seva conscious. They are role conscious. they are engaged in seva. So soul consciousness is less. But they don't have body consciousness also. That is also less. They are seva conscious. Even while sitting in the yoga, they think of seva. That I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. Role consciousness. My role is this, my job is this, my duty is this, my business is this. I have been given this task, this is my responsibility. So there is an overwhelming role consciousness. Seva consciousness or karma consciousness. I have to do this. This is my task. This is my action, my deed. So we have definitely not body conscious. But then we are not also soul conscious. We are trapped here in seva. Forgetting that seva is the fourth subject of this university. We are trying to make it the first subject. The first is jnana. And last 2 days, Murli, are focusing only on the yoga power. Again and again, Baba is saying that yoga is more powerful than jnana. Yoga is the first subject, in fact. Second is jnana. Yeah. For yoga you need jnana and for jnana you need yoga. Both things are interlinked. But still, yoga is always the most important subject. Jnana is the preparation for yoga. So it's a journey. Not from body consciousness to soul consciousness. It's a journey from work consciousness. Brahmins are workaholics. If they are told, you have to do yoga whole day, no seva, they will probably become restless by the end of the day. They need something. They need souls. They are spiritual hunters. So, seva is a very good thing. But then, the seva, which is without yoga, the seva, which is without jnana, often leads to conflicts, friction of sanskars, disturbance of mind, battle of egos. The seva, which is bereft of jnana and yoga. That's why seva should be the result of our jnana and yoga. That seva is very powerful seva. Otherwise, seva will make you workaholic, work conscious, role conscious, title conscious, post conscious, karma conscious. So Baba says, at Amrit Vela, make God your partner. Make him your chintan, your churning partner, your visualization partner, your brainstorming partner, your decision partner. Whenever you have to take any decision, rather than taking that decision independently, involve him. What is your opinion? What do you think? I have decided to do this. Do you think this is okay? Do you think this is as per Srimad? If I do this, will it be my manmat? Or you think that this is the part of your Srimad, so involve him, invoke him, call him, be with him, talk with him, converse with him. God participates in each and every one of our dialogues. So, today's effort. The more you remember Baba, Baba will remember you all the more. He goes on tour. Even if children are sleeping, Baba looks after you. In one of the Murlis in 2010, while talking, in 2013, while talking with double foreigners, I think Baba said, or with all, Baba never forgets to say good morning and good night, even though children forget. Baba doesn't forget. Whether they catch Baba's help or not depends on the effort of the children. So at the time, check and you will be able to have a much experience. You will receive nourishment. This morning talk with Baba becomes the nourishment, the nutrition for the whole day. It is the source of sustenance for the whole day. When you make such powerful link, connection with him in the morning, it will have its impact on the day. Automatically his remembrance will pull you towards him. No matter where we are, what we are doing, but his remembrance will stay with us throughout the day. So this is today's work. Om Shanti.